Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. You want to join us? It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, a very frail and weak and mumbling and bumbling, stumbling president. Your president, Joe, has just got up to the podium in Scranton in Pennsylvania. He doesn't have to worry about the next 202 days being in a courtroom dealing with an eight-year-old case that literally where the statute of limitations have run out, which is a misdemeanor to start with, that they've tried to now turn into what would be a felony count by upgrading the misdemeanor that the feds itself on the federal level had passed on, just like the previous DA in New York had passed on. And you have a DA in New York that, you know, literally if you beat the living Adam Schiff out of cops, it's no problem. You're going to get let out, no bail. You get to flip the bird to New York and leave that sanctuary city for the sanctuary state of California. What a great country. You know, a guy that takes 60% of felonies, downgrades them to misdemeanors. When it comes to Donald Trump, misdemeanors get upgraded to felonies, federal law, even though the statute of limitations passed. Is that justice in America? And you don't think what's going to happen in 202 days from today actually matters? It matters. It matters a lot. Donald Trump can't keep life. I'm sure he'd love to be in Pennsylvania. I'm sure he'd love to be out campaigning. You know, judge told him yesterday that if you are not in this courtroom, you're going to jail. So this is what the Democrats, democracy in peril, that they want to argue. This is what the Democrats that support just one elected official that would have the power to decide whether anybody on a major presidential candidate is even on the ballot for people to vote for. And this is okay with America? Really? Eight-year-old case, and they just happen to bring the trial 203 days outside of the election. We're now to day two of the trial. It's 202 days till election day. You know, a president that is literally, as we speak, has absolutely no comprehension about the world and the situation that his weakness is causing the world. By Joe Biden abdicating America's role on the world stage as the leader of the free world, we now find ourselves in a position where terrorism is on the march. where now Joe Biden is telling Israel, don't, like he told Iran, don't. Hey, Joe, they did. They tried to hit Israel with 300 missiles and weapons and drones and everything in between. And you're telling Israel, don't respond, don't. You know, why don't you just get down and bow at the altar of radical terrorists, for crying out loud? How stupid can you be? How weak can you be? Because this is insane. We learned today from the New York Post, the Biden administration, quote, knowingly and unlawfully provided more than $1.5 billion in aid to Gaza and the West Bank, allowing U.S. tax dollars to subsidize Palestinian terror groups like Hamas, according to a new lawsuit brought by Representative Congressman Ronnie Jackson and victims of past terror attacks in Israel. President Biden, Secretary of State Blinken have known for years that the U.S. aid is providing material support for Hamas, tunnels, rockets, weapons procurement. You know, when I was in these terror tunnels when I was last in Israel, and when I saw them and saw the amount of money and sophistication that went into the architecture and the building of these tunnels. And then when I stopped by, you know, border towns like Sderot just off the border with Gaza, you can see Gaza with the naked eye, in a town where they've been hit with 10,000 rockets in 10 years, and children, because of the close proximity to Gaza, they have to play in underground bunker playgrounds. What part of this does Joe not understand? You know, Iran is now threatening a new attack against Israel with weapons that it has never used before. Well, what are they supposed to do? Because all they see in America is a weak president that is doing the bidding for radical Islamic terrorists. Why doesn't this president have the moral clarity to understand that what happened on October the 7th should never be allowed to happen again, where radical terrorists can kill 1,200 innocent people in their home country and take hundreds others hostage and rape many of them and kill many others, including Americans, just as a side note? It's unbelievable. And what is the, you know, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, called out the pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party. Why would a party, and this gets to the heart of why is Joe Biden turning on Israel? He is turning on Israel because he does not want to lose the support of the base of the Democratic Party that is basically just its own version of the squad and the radical squad that it is. Joe Biden saw that 18.9% of voters in Michigan, a lot of people out of Dearborn, that they were furious with the fact that he'd offer any support to Israel. And 18.9% of Democratic primary voters voted uncommitted to Biden. Over 100,000 people in Michigan. That would be enough to turn that election red, turn that state red. And 50,000 that followed up in Wisconsin as well, that don't want Joe Biden. That's what this is about. House Republicans demanding the Biden DOJ now investigate death to American chanters in Dearborn. Well, if you're in this country, is it not a stated concern of the free loving people when other you talk about those calling for insurrection? What does death to America mean? Good grief. These are the times we're living in. But of course, you know, what happened with all the other previous money? Where did the money come from to build the 350, you know, miles or plus of terror tunnels in, you know, into Israel? Where did that money come from? Well, a lot of it came from us, came from you. A lot of it came from Israel. This was money that was destined to build hospitals and schools and infrastructure that instead was being used to attack Israel and indoctrinate kids into school into hating the Israelis. By the way, Russia now has deployed a warship a warship that's armed with hypersonic missiles to the Middle East. Well, I guess this is Russia's way of rewarding Iran for helping them out in their war against the Ukrainians. Vladimir Putin has now deployed his, one of his warships to the Middle East. What is Joe going to do here? I mean, we're on the precipice here of a potential World War III. And you think, well, that can't happen in our lifetime. Oh, really? Are you that dumb, stupid, naive? This is what the world looks like when you have a weak American president that abdicates his role as the leader of the free world. Hours after Iran attacks Israel, hundreds of missiles and drones on Saturday night, Russia dispatched a Navy frigate armed with hypersonic missiles right into the Mediterranean Sea via the Suez Canal. The Kremlin confirmed the ship's presence in the area, adding that it will continue to perform the tasks assigned to it under the expedition plan. According to website airtechnology.com, anyway, the state-of-the-art airborne missile system with hypersonic aeroballistic missiles. The missile has a reported range between 900 and 1,200 miles while carrying a nuclear or conventional payload of over 1,000 pounds. The missiles quickly accelerate to Mach 4 after launch and may reach a speed up to Mach 10. The missile's low radar signature, erratic flight trajectory, and high maneuverability in combination with its high speed can make intercepting these missiles highly complicated. In October 23, a Russian news agency reported the missiles can be programmed to change target acquisition during flight. The hypersonic missile's multi-purpose warhead can strike stationary targets such as command centers, air bases, as well as moving targets like enemy warships. You want more information? Because a lot of this technology, is based off technology that was stolen from us by China and others, according to my sources. We don't have hypersonic capability. There ought to be great urgency in this country to develop it, match it, defeat it, surpass it sooner than we ever possibly could imagine. I mean, it's these are really unbelievable times. This, you know, for Joe Biden, this is a low point for him. You know, trying to force Israel, instead of taking the very clear moral position that our ally Israel has a right to defend itself, defend the state of Israel, its country, which is now in jeopardy, to stop radical terrorists that invaded them. Israel was the victim here. Hamas was not the victim here. Hamas empowered and voted in by the people of Gaza. There's a recent poll showed 70% would vote them in again. And Israel now is trying to win their war against radical terrorists and forever eradicate Hamas while simultaneously fighting Hezbollah in the north, as Hezbollah in Lebanon is firing missiles into Israel left, right, and sideways, including on Saturday night. Israel faced more than 60 tons of airborne explosives, 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles, over 120 ballistic missiles. And Joe Biden has said, well, you're on your own. We're not going to be there if you strike back. Well, what do you think? How will Iran interpret Israel not striking back? They'll be emboldened even further to strike Israel even more. Well, we deem this concluded. No, you don't get to deem this concluded. Israel will decide what the response will be. I don't think Israel has any other choice but to respond. Otherwise, they will be emboldening Iran, and further attacks will likely be the result of this. I mean, it is classic. This is why it's Joe, Neville, Chamberlain, Biden. You know, I played last night on TV Winston Churchill, the very famous blood, toil, tears, and sweat. All I have to offer. What is our aim? Victory. Victory at all costs. Victory against this monstrous tyranny.
I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. You ask what is our policy. I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. Victory.
Victory.
Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be.
Now, here's the problem for Joe Biden. Here's the problem for Biden. Victory at all costs for Israel would mean that many in his radical base are not going to like him. And Joe Biden prefers to put his own blind political ambition above standing up with moral clarity against radical Islamic terrorists who killed innocent Israelis and took hundreds hostage, including Americans, on October the 7th. The only message should be clear, concise, unequivocal. We support Israel's full victory in their war on terror. And that war now includes Iran that engaged in an unprovoked attack, just like Hamas did on October the 7th. But what is Joe doing? He cares more about his radical political base than anything else. He's afraid of the admonition of the likes of Michael Moore. Well, if you support Israel, you're going to be Hillary 2.0. That's not the America that I believe in. 800-941-SEAN is our number. That's why 202 days from now really matters, doesn't it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, we've now reached a low in this country. I don't know how else to say it. What do you think all of these people that were disrupting traffic yesterday, the people that were blocking traffic at the airport into O'Hare in Chicago, or those that closed down the Golden State Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge. In state after state, what do you have? Angry far-left demonstrators that represent the Democratic Party base. This is why. You go back to 2020, a similar environment. What was happening? There was rioting. Insane rioting, 574 official riots, dozens of dead Americans, and thousands of cops we were witnessing nightly, pelted with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, thousands of injured cops. But, you know, buildings burned to the ground, billions in property damage. And what were liberal politicians telling us? They were telling us very simply, oh, these are mostly peaceful protesters. Sounds like an insurrection to me or a riot to me. Notice with all the outrage expressed by the Democrats over January 6th, they all ignored the 574 riots, just like they all ignored the actions of the people yesterday because their base demands it. That's why. You know, it's pretty unbelievable. The times we are living in are pretty unbelievable. Doesn't matter, 60 tons airborne explosives fired by Iran into Israel. All the drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles. You know, what did they do in the summer of 2020? Kamala Harris tweeted out you know, the bail fund for people involved in all of the peaceful protests that weren't so peaceful. They just flat out lied to us. That was a preview of coming attractions for a whole bunch of lies we were going to be told. And she tweets out the bail fund after a police precinct was burned to the ground in Minneapolis. Oh, I wonder if Donald Trump did that. They'd call that an insurrection. Did they take all these people that we had on videotape with all that evidence? Did they have hearings in Washington? Did they talk about insurrection? Did they talk about how this can happen? It's a threat to democracy? No. Did any Democrat? I mean, it took until yesterday for Gretchen Whitmer to condemn the people in her state chanting death to America, death to Israel. What took her so long? You know, was it just, you know, political calculation going back and forth, whether it hurts me or helps me? Because certainly Joe Biden is factoring in. It's all through the prism of 2024 presidential politics. Everything that he's doing, everything that he's saying right now. The fact that he's been pressuring Israel not to win their war on terror and to retreat and to give up this conflict after they were attacked. Can you imagine 1,200 dead Americans and some allied country telling us we got to stop fighting our war against terrorists that killed innocent Americans? How would you feel about that? How do you think Israel feels about all of this? Okay, Joe helped shoot down some of the missiles. Good for Joe. He didn't really have any choice, but he does have a choice. If the free world and Israel do not respond to Iran, that will rightly be perceived as weakness. That weakness will embolden further aggression by the likes of Iran, just like they have emboldened further aggression by terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, because they've never paid the full price for years and years and years of firing rocket after rocket after rocket, tens and tens and tens of thousands of them, into the innocent state of Israel. And Israel shoots them out of the sky. At this point, the Iron Dome and their missile defense systems is only a Band-Aid. Hypersonic technologies now in the Mediterranean as Putin is aligned with Iran. Well, what's Joe going to do now? Just tell Israel, don't respond? Don't. His favorite new word, don't. But what is his message to our closest ally? You're on your own. We're not going to support you if you strike back and defend yourself from these attacks on Saturday night. We're not going to support you any further if you go and win your war against the terrorists. How do people lose track? How does their moral compass go so sideways? How do, in their mind, do they justify emboldening radical Islamic terrorists by trying to pressure innocent victims into not responding? What world are they living in? I mean, the closest analogy, and I'm not, I mean, you just got to look at Neville Chamberlain. He was so excited after the meeting Hitler, Munich, Germany, came back and gleefully telling the people of Great Britain, peace in our time, peace in our time. Well, there wasn't peace in their time. And then in a moment where everything was on the line and hanging in the balance, then they brought in the guy that, well, many people didn't like that much, but had been warning the world about Hitler. And that guy's name was Winston Churchill. He spent the time. He studied Hitler. He read Mein Kampf. He knew what his geopolitical ambitions were. And he was outspoken and forceful in his opposition to appeasement. And when the darkest moment came, you know, the country of Great Britain, our ally, they turned to Winston Churchill. And he showed nothing but a tremendous resolve, commitment, strength, moral clarity. The idea that a prime minister in the middle of the bombing of Britain would be walking amongst the people with bombs bursting all over the country and trying to, you know, to encourage people and leading a nation with resolve to defeat the terrible evil in their time. Well, what do you think it is? The people that want to wipe Israel off the map. That's evil in our time. The people that want from the river to the sea. I know we hear it in this country. The halls of Congress, college campuses, all across Europe. You know, gas the Jews, F the Jews in Australia. Do I understand it? No, I don't understand it. Why would Biden be so hostile in light of the how Israel has been attacked by Hamas on October the 7th and attacked this past Saturday night and tell them that you're on your own? And Chuck Schumer, you know, just to make matters worse, calls for elections in the middle of a fight against radical terrorism. How would Chuck Schumer have felt? He's from New York. He remembers 9/11/01. I was there. How would Chuck Schumer have felt at the time if Israel said, well, America needs a new president, call for elections? How would Chuck Schumer feel if the leader of the Knesset came out and said, yeah, no more weapons for the United States, no help from the United States? Israel, if, in case you're interested, their resolve against our war on terror was steadfast. They never wavered. They were with us from day one. They never wavered. Maybe because they've been surrounded by this sick, twisted convert or die ideology, and literally their existence hanging in the balance every day. They are far more rooted in reality. But the calculation is, well, look at all these people protesting and shutting down traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge and at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. We better listen to them. We better listen to the 100,000 plus voters in Michigan, the 18.9% of Democrats in the primary that wouldn't vote for Biden. They better listen to the 50,000 people in Wisconsin in the Democratic primary there that issued an uncommitted protest vote. Oh, Joe's shown too much support. What has happened to this party? This was once the party of Joe Lieberman, who recently passed away. I was friends with Joe Lieberman. We were pretty close friends at one point. Got along with him. Very, very nice, kind, decent man. But he had moral clarity when it came to the war on terrorism and his support for Israel. He never wavered. He understood evil in our time. But now Joe has chosen to appease the radicals in his base because of threats from the likes of Michael Moore that you'll be Hillary 2.0. You know, and then in Chicago, chanting death to Israel, death to America. There is a growing number of people living both inside this country and around the globe that not only hate Israel. Netanyahu's example has always been dead on accurate. If they were ever successful in destroying the state of Israel, they're not done. If you've done any basic study or analysis of this convert or die Islamic, radical Islamic ideology, they believe in a caliphate, worldwide conquering. And they look at it and they view this in terms of hundreds of years. And the West has been timid and woke and politically correct and too afraid to call this out for what it is. We're not talking about all Muslims. We're talking about radical Islamic terrorists, people that are supportive of groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Iran. What is it going to take? Why, you know, how is all of this money that both the Obama administration and the Biden administration thrown at Iran for appeasement purposes, how has that all worked out? Has it worked out very well? And meanwhile, we're living in a country where we have one presidential candidate that is told by a judge, you must be in court every day for at least a month, maybe longer. And the other presidential candidate whose weaponized justice system has been going after him with a vengeance is out campaigning. Wow. Russia's armed pact with Iran, Moscow has now pledged fighter jets, air defenses. What's Joe going to do? Joe is just threatened to abandon Israel. Iran sought to change the equation of its confrontation with Israel. They say if Israel responds, they will unleash 1,500 missiles. Israel's ready for that. I have confidence in Israel. Iran was utterly humiliated on Saturday night. Reports that Hezbollah and the Houthi rebels and others were completely stunned by the attack's failure. However, that won't stop them. What happens if Israel doesn't respond? How will that be interpreted? It will be interpreted, rightly so, as weakness. NBC News is now reporting that the Israeli response to this attack could be imminent. And whatever that attack is, any freedom-loving American needs to support their ability to defend themselves. Not saying that America has to engage. I am saying that if all they're asking for is for us to provide weapons that they're willing to pay for, that's the least of what I think we should be willing to do. Because their war on Israel, the little Satan, is just a preview of coming attractions and what ultimately would be their big war, which is against us. If you ever wondered what America would look like with a very pathetic, weak president, you're witnessing it right now. The world has been emboldened by Joe Biden's weakness, by his appeasement, by his frailty, by his cognitive decline. And that's how this new axis of evil has now emerged. House Republicans are voting to enforce stricter Iranian sanctions. Don't expect one Democrat to go along with this. They won't, because they too, like Joe, are afraid of the radicals that now represent their country. Their party, rather, in our country. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to Alina Habba, who is President Trump's legal spokesperson. One thing that came out, now I know Stormy has since denied this, but she signed this January 30th, 2018. To whom it may concern, over the past few weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship that I had with Donald Trump many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid, quote, hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I'm denying the affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram. All right, imagine you're cruising down the highway. You have your windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. Suddenly your car, it sputters, it coughs, it throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream, well, it turns into a nightmare. Call my friends at CarShield right now at 800-587-5060 or just go to their website, carshield.com/Hannity. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems. That includes your engine, your transmission, electronics, and so much more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. Now, CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind when you're on the road, 800-587-5060, or go to their website, carshield.com/Hannity. Join millions of customers like me. Call CarShield now and save 20%. That's 800-587-5060, or on the web, it's carshield.com/Hannity. Call now.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.